We're starting Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Hamadlik B'leil Rishon Mevayar Shalosh Brachos. When you light the candle the first night, you make three brachos. Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Shasa Nisim, V'Shachiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in the Gemara and all the poskim, the bracha is Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, not Ner Chanukah, which is what the Mechaber says. And the Marashal also writes that one should say Shel Chanukah, and that's what we say. And when we make Shachiyanu, we say V'Higiyanu, Lazman Hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should say Vigyanu Lizman Hazeh, but many, including Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Osner, say that the minhag is to say Lazman Hazeh. The Mechaber continues, Vim lo berach zman b'leil rishon mevarach b'leil sheni, kshiyizkor. When you don't, if you forget to say Shechanu the first night, you can say it the next night, or whenever you remember. The Mishnah Berurah points out, as long as it is during the time that you are lighting the Chanukah candles. But if you realize after you light the Chanukah candles, you can no longer make Shechanu that night. On the second night and on, you no longer make Shechianu, you just make Lahadlik and Sha'asanisim. The Rama adds, Vivarach kol brachos kodem shiaska Lahadlik. One should make the brachas before they start lighting candles, because that is over Lasiyasan. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if one lights the Ner Chanukah and forgets to make the bracha, and they realize before they have lit all the candles, then they can still say the brachas as long as they haven't finished. He also says that if you realize after you've lit all the candles, then you should no longer say Lahadlik, but you can still say Sha'asanisim and Shechianu right after you have lit the candles. There are some who are of the opinion that one should make Lahadlik and then light one candle and then make Sha'asanisim after lighting the first candle, because it is going on the seeing of the candles, like a Birkas HaRoah, but others are saying, no, you should make all the brachas beforehand. So what some do is they say Lahadlik, and then they start Sha'asanisim, and they light the second candle in the middle of the, they light the first candle in the middle of the Sha'asanisim. If one has not lit yet, they aren't planning on lighting later on, and no one is lighting for them in their house, they should say the bracha of Sha'asanisim, which is the bracha Saroah, for one who is not lighting candles. The first night they would make Shechianu also. If they're going to light the rest of the nights, they no longer make Shechianu once they made it on the first night. Mishnah Berurah points out that there are some poskim who say that even if you know that someone is lighting in your house for you, if you yourself are not lighting, then you should make the brachas ha-re'iyah. However, the minhag is not to do so, because safek brachos l'hakel. Siv dalid, achash hilik omer haneros halalu ana madlikin ala chulos al nisim val niflos. After one lights the candles, they say haneros halalu. And the Mishnah Berurah says this has 36 words to it. Keneged the 36 candles of Chanukah, besides for the first two words of Haneros Halalu, which actually have eight letters which add up to the nights of Chanukah as well. The Mishnah Berurah says the appropriate time to start saying Haneros Halalu is after you have lit the first candle, which is the main mitzvah, and then you could finish the lighting while you are saying Haneros Halalu. If you wait until after you have finished lighting the candles entirely in order to say Haneros Halalu, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Brimagadim who says that is fine as well.